prophet Habakkuk speaks eloquently something that the whole of the human race has dealt with, namely that we feel a certain destiny from our origins in God, a destiny that reaches beyond the grave, that reaches beyond our own capacity. We're dreamers. We're hopeful about what's possible. And yet at the same time, we are confronted with what seems impossible, with all the corruption and violence around us. And so Habakkuk sort of pours out his heart to the Lord. Where are you? How long is it going to take for you to hear my prayer? How can I live in this confrontation between what I have potentially available to me and yet my finiteness, the opposition in my own self, but also in the world around me? And God responds to him, be patient. I will answer your prayer in my own way and in my own time, and you need to live in hope in the meantime. Well, that's not a message we often want to hear. We would like to have things answered in our way and in our time. But we're confronted with our own finiteness. We come from infinity. We come from the infinite potential for life and love. And yet we're confronted with our own sin and with the sin of the world. And we live in a particular political environment that isn't all that different from Habakkuk's day. Political dialogue can be kind of caustic at times and unpleasant, and there is so much evil in the world, so much crime and so much starvation, and you know, you could just go on and on. And yet, in the midst of all that conflict and struggle, we feel this potential for something beyond that. And so in the liturgy, I think we are fed with faith and hope. The apostles say to Jesus, give us faith, you know, strengthen our faith. And faith and hope go hand in hand. And so we celebrate here every Sunday a certain timelessness of God by paying attention to three time zones. We recall what Christ did for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. We recall that long history that goes back even beyond Christ to the Old Testament, to all the way to Egypt and all the way to Abraham. And this story of faith, the story of salvation history that determines in many ways who we are. This is where we come from. By studying this, by praying it, by remembering it, it kind of contextualizes who we are and builds the hope for our present day that we can deal with life somehow as our ancestors did. We're in communion with the saints who dealt with the situations of their day and somehow came out victorious over that. But also, this is about the future. This is about the future kingdom. So the altar is not only a memorial of what Christ did in the past, but it's a recognition of what he is doing now in our lives in the present. But it's also reaching beyond the grave to that eternal presence of Christ that will be in the realized kingdom. This builds our faith. This builds our hope. Not that the answers are easy. Not that God is going to give us a quick solution, a pill that can solve all these issues. But he encourages us like he encouraged Habakkuk. Live in it. Deal with it. Overcome it by grace and by faith and be a leaven in the dough. Christ, of course, is our supreme example of that. Think what he dealt with. The frustration he must have felt with his disciples who just didn't seem to understand him or understand where he was going. Most of Luke's gospel that we've been reading these past months is about the final journey of Jesus to Jerusalem. After he has come to the human recognition within his own consciousness of who he is, of his origins in God and his return to God, the fact that he is God's son, and that somehow this has to do with his dying. And so once he resolves that, he resolutely goes to Jerusalem despite all the warnings, don't go there, they're plotting to kill you. And yet he goes anyway, but he keeps beckoning to his disciples, but you have to go to your personal Jerusalem too. You have to learn how to die. You have to learn how to give your life as an offering. Now, how is Jesus able to do that? Because he is the epitome of faith and hope. Because of his certainty of the Father's love, because of the presence of the Spirit within his body, he is able to face into death in the hope of resurrection. The more we deal with death in our lives, the more we are filled with hope of resurrection. And our faith life starts out with death, doesn't it? It starts out in that font, which is a ritual dying, a drowning. We have to learn from infancy on and unfold and unpack that mystery for the rest of our Christian lives, that somehow losing yourself is gaining yourself, that death is resurrection, that getting your hands dirty and struggling with the political and social and cultural life in the context of faith, that is my resurrection. That is the hope of the world. To delude ourselves into thinking that there's a political solution or a dialogic solution or a cultural solution, we know better. We know that while all of those things are important and we need to immerse ourselves in all of those things, we have to do that in the context of faith and hope. Otherwise, we're just like anybody else, not offering any particular contribution to the milieu. But we have something to offer. We have something that the world needs, and it's hope.